You ready for roll call?
Yep, we're ready for roll call.
Lynn?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Bull?
Present.
Ron D. is not here. And Sam?
Here.
Okay, next on the agenda is approval of minutes from our November 8th regular CDRA meeting.
Well, I've been through it. Nobody has any. Hey, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the November 8th, 2022 CDRA meeting, 6 p.m. regular meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, the motion by Russell, second by Sam. All those in favor to approve the minutes from the regular CDRA meeting held on November 8th, 2022. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is an approval of claims. Invoice register dated 11/5/2022 to 12/9/2022 in the amount of $23,794.29.
Like the bulk of it went to Mark Marriott, huh?
That was one of the Main Street ones.
Yeah.
What exactly was it?
Taking the paint off the house right here on the corner of 100.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're on Second West and Main Street here.
What did they do?
Get the old paint off and put it back to the normal look.
Oh, okay.
One of those matching grounds, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I'll make a motion to accept the invoice register dated 11/5/2022 to 12/9/2022 in the amount of $23,794.29.
I'll second. Yeah, a motion by Sam, second by Paul, to approve invoice register dated 11/5/2022 to 12/9/2022 in the amount of $22,794.29. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Okay, we need to excuse Mark tonight, and Justin's filling in, so we'll turn the time over to Justin.
Well, I can tell you there's not going to be any paperwork lost on me. I'm going to continue Mark's and hand out some things. I think the thing that Mark prepared is just basically a summary of some of the grant tracking. The Heritage area, and I just have to look through that. I didn't see anything on the CDRA there, but there's the Heritage area and some other grants. Is Robbie coming?
He's going to hurt.
If he does, I'll do some stuff. Yeah.
He's probably running late. He's working day shift. I wonder if he's coming over.
Yeah, me too.
What's that?
Do you have any for me?
Yes, I got some answers. As far as what I'm going to report on it, this is the base map for the park. I think I mentioned that I would give you guys one of these to just use as a visual and feel free and at your leisure to maybe look things over and draw on it or whatever you want to do and come up with some ideas of what we can incorporated in the master plan. I know we talked about the restroom, maybe you moving it in an entire different location. We talked about maybe it makes sense to move the playground to wherever the restroom's going to be. And so those are some things that you might want to consider as we're getting ready to move forward on that. And I think I reported last time that we wanted to do a pretty robust public involvement campaign, get the word out that we're going to do some improvements in the park, and... And get the public's input on just some of their ideas.
I think there's, there's a map in here for the park, so that should be everything. Thanks, Justin.
So there's not much more to talk about on the park. At this time, other than, there hasn't been a ton of activity since we talked last time. I need to get with some of the other committee members and decide how maybe pencil in a schedule or if in a schedule of how we want to things to move forward with the master plan. I think aside from the grant to do the improvements, it's kind of important to know before we get too far along where we want, if there's some changes that we might want to see, so.
So is the rodeo ground, was it done with that?
Yes, with Land Water Conservation Fund. So the kind of the sticky thing there is that because that was done with those grant funds, it has to remain, doesn't necessarily have to remain a rodeo grounds, but it does have to remain recreational
parks or something.
So they're not going to dictate what we do there. If we were to sell it as commercial or something, then it would be a conversion, and there's a long process and expensive process to make that happen. So not to say that it can't be done, but it's a lot of effort to do that. So
that's why I thought you'd set, so I was just double checking that.
And you know, who's to say the rodeo grounds, if it makes sense one day, it'd be expensive to move the rodeo grounds as well.
Yeah,
so
it would.
I guess time will tell and demand will tell, and I guess that's kind of an unknown right now. But I think as it stands, I think we ought to look at that as part of the park and how we can use that for recreation, unless there's a real compelling reason not to. So.
Wasn't there some discussion earlier, a while back, maybe a year ago, about kind of like racquetball courts?
Yeah.
Things.
And we thought that might be a good location for court space, whether it's a basketball court, pickleball. That it makes sense to put that there.
Well, wasn't the trained people putting in a pickleball court, or did that fall through?
Well, they were just converting the tennis court.
The tennis courts, right? They were supposed to be doing it.
I don't think they've ever committed to actually building a pickleball court as far as...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, just the old tennis courts or something.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, as I thought about it, I don't want to take over here, but maybe it makes sense to use the tennis court as a place where you could do, where you could put a Bowery and a stage or something like that, where it's hardscape. I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities.
I know that facility in Fairview gets hit a lot, boy.
Them
kids spend a lot of time out there. And if they're playing basketball or whatever they're doing out there, they're not doing other things.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people's out in our park.
Yeah.
I've been out there using pickleball courts more, and I've been amazed.
I think, and this is just my opinion, I think COVID has kind of changed the way we look at things. I think there's been a lot more people that are spending time. It seems to be more people spending time outdoors, doing things, recreating, and maybe that's just a coincidence, I don't know. As far as the trail project goes, I wanted to hand this out. You'll see on the front page, I put a quote in there for an article from Spencer Cox. There's a big initiative to continue to do trails throughout the state. Back there, he says he would like to see every community throughout the state connected with a trail. In that sense, I think we're kind of ahead of the game a little bit. We have capitalized on UDOT funds to get that trail done, or to get it started. We've done the first phase around the park. But if you can, on the surface, this looks to me like that's going to be an emphasis in the state to figure out how to build trails, how to maintain trails. which is a good, I think it's a good thing. I think there's a lot of value that comes from having those opportunities, economic-wise, just local recreation, things for people to do, and connecting communities. I think if there's a connection there, it has a way of bringing communities together to do other things and not be so isolated from each other. Also in there, I know there's been some discussion about maintenance. I wanted to include the maintenance requirements that are found in the agreements throughout GORET, through UDOT, and through the Utah State Recreational Trails Program. I tried to highlight them just with, I've underlined on the first page, it's the outdoor rec, and item G is kind of where it talks about maintenance there. UDOT, I could see nothing in there about maintenance. It's basically more of a pass-through fund that they expect us, obviously they expect, there's some expectations that we'll, the people will use the trail and we'll make it so they can.
Title page says that the state, the vision as outlined by the governor would be a state-funded program where UDOT will work with local communities to build and maintain trails.
Yeah.
So.
And I think where that's at, it has to be a natural thing. I mean, UDOT does a lot of weed control and stuff out there anyway. So I think as far as snow removal, there's no hard statute that we have to even remove the snow. In fact, one of our selling points was that we could possibly look at, if there is snow there, to use it as a cross-country course or snowshoeing or something where people can still use that to and be off the road and exercise. So, and as I said, there are grants every year to help make like seal coats and stuff on trails. In fact, I was at an outdoor rec workshop last week in Alpine. They actually use this project as a model for how you can use different funding to come together to do your project. So,
is there any talk of Fairview connecting in? So that
there hasn't been up to this point, but I think it's worthwhile to start looking at that. And especially if, I mean, that's where Governor Cox's hometown is, and so you would think...
That's just what I was thinking, where it's the governor's hometown, that might be an emphasis that he might make to tie that up.
I know one concern I have is, when I brought up with our mayors and commissioners meetings, the commissioners, county commissioners knew nothing about the trail.
Well...
Because that was part of my question to him. It's like, is the county going to be able to help anything here, anything?
We've been working through Kevin, through the Office of Tourism and Economic Development. I have a hard time thinking they didn't know nothing about it. They haven't heard anything about it.
But that's what they claimed.
But I haven't leaned on them too much anyway, because I know that's not a priority for them. And I don't know how much participation we're actually going to need from them. I think that to be supportive of it, Spring City, Chris Anderson has embraced the project pretty strongly. And so that said, I'm not particularly necessarily worried about the ongoing treatments that may have to happen every 4 or 5 years, because the funding that's available is matching, and you can couple the two funds together to do what you need to do. I think when I put the spreadsheet together for to show kind of a maintenance program, I don't have that with me, but it wasn't a lot of money to do a seal coat every few years. And like I said, there's nothing that says that we even have to do that. But I think it would be in our best interest to try it.
Yeah, there's something in here about the maintenance of keeping that steel coated and everything in order to preserve it. I can't even imagine that they would expect Mount Pleasant City to take care of this trail from here to Spring City. I can't.
And I,
separate item now.
And the fact of the matter is we talked about forming a committee. In fact, Kevin Christensen was the one that kind of said that he would bring better participation from that. And so maybe I need to talk to Kevin and get with the commissioners and get them up to speed on what we're doing.
We have to check what Sevier County does to maintain that one from Sevier down to Bigelow County.
I don't think they keep it open in the winter that I am aware of. But I noticed that they did do a seal coat on it last year, a part of it anyways, and it's probably a similar thing.
We need to look at doing our little section.
Steve, got a comment?
Yeah, just FYI, there was discussion in Fairview's last city council meeting about a trail between Fairview and Mount Pleasant. So it's probably, they're visible on it, but you guys probably have to teach them how.
I imagine if it becomes something they want to do, they'll probably come to us for some help. They'll be on the grand end of it and everything else.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah.
I really think that as people see things happening, they're going to be more and more supportive of these types of opportunities. I mean, really, if you think about it, we have mountains that surround us. We have access to Skyline Drive, state parks. I think recreation is kind of one of those things that we haven't really tapped into as well as we could as far as economic development, things like that. But you do have to build the infrastructure to bring people in and allow them to use your infrastructure and you know, take time to look at the historic sites and shop and those things. So. That's really all I have, unless you have any questions for me. Mayor, I'll talk to Kevin, and just I was thinking that he was kind of briefing the county on what was going on. And he was the representative. In fact, we had to have buy-in from his office on a lot of these grants because it is tied to economic development.
Right, right. Like I said, I was just floored when I brought it up to him, and they didn't.
And I wish I could help get the county to more fully embrace these kinds of things. I know that their budgets are tight, but and nothing against them. I know their priorities are different, but I wish they would embrace some of these local opportunities that we have to build economic development in the county. I mean, Sevier County has done a great job of marketing their tourism and building trails and things like that. And I think we could probably talk to the commissioners there and they would definitely say that there's been some return on their investment in that pursuit. So,
especially when all our room taxes and everything goes to the county anyway. It's like,
yeah,
you know, that's the frustrating.
Well, that's an argument for another day, because in my mind, they are getting a lot of return on some of the tourism stuff that comes in here, and why not reinvest it to build that up and,
right,
and build that base? And so maybe Montmire is going to have to take some time and go down there and see if we can convince them that these are good projects. Anyway, might take a little arm twisting.
Yep.
I think a lot of the thing that happens with the county and everything is growth is people, and people are cost. They cost money to bring people in. You gotta have, you know, like motels and things, and I think maybe some of them are older and they don't want to see any growth.
Yeah.
And recreation brings growth.
That could be. And I know that there is probably a sector that thinks that that's a good thing. I happen to be on the opposite side of that, but I respect everybody's opinion. And if that's, I think there's a balance there, and that we can find our way through some of those things and still keep a rural feel, but also capitalize on opportunities.
Well, we're going to grow. It's our responsibility to make sure we grow in the right way here in this community.
Well, and really, we want our kids to stay here, have jobs, and be able to live here. But a lot of companies that look at these areas, they want to make sure that you have a place where people can recreate and get out and do things, have nice parks. You know, that's really, a lot of times, what these people are looking for more than an incentive, like a financial incentive. They want a place where their employees can have a high quality of life, so.
Yeah, well, I'll give you an instance, like today, I was at Foster Nan at school, talking about the sewer and this and that. And she was just kind of ho-hum with that. Yeah, well, we'll do. And when I mentioned this trail, and taking that trail on over to Spring City, she just thought that was the neatest thing she'd ever heard. She said, I didn't know that was going on. That would be exciting. She said, I'll be the first one on my bike. You know, and Odie was the same way. But they were a little ho-hum just talking about what I went up there for. But when I brought that trail up,
and I, just in my conversations with people in the community, I've had good feedback that they're excited about it. We haven't really, because we didn't know if the funding was going to be in place, we didn't really want to say that it's going to happen because we didn't know for sure. But now it looks like the funding is going to be there, and you know, depending on budgets. I think with Glenn Pill's development, I don't know where that's at. I think that's going to be a huge benefit for us because we can work as a kind of partnership there to get some of these things done. Might help cut some of the costs. So,
kind of putting it on hold.
Is he?
From what I've heard, they're going on a mission.
Yeah, I heard that. He seemed willing to give us the right of way and stuff, though, right? And
I don't know how far he's going to go with his development. Basically, it's like, from what I heard, he's done put it all on hold till we get back, so I don't know.
Well, okay, I may have done a discussion with him about
yeah.
that. Yeah. Because there's still a chance that if it is going to happen, we probably want to at least get the right-of-ways established and
try to get it going.
And in all reality, if he's going to be putting sidewalks and ways for a pedestrian movement there, it might make, if he's going to have to do that anyway as part of his development, we ought to share those costs, in my opinion.
Yeah, so.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going to take off. I'll stay for the council. Let's see.
Anybody have anything else?
I don't have anything.
Can we make a plan sometime to get fire protection out of the investment park? I'm just worried that we don't do stuff. We can even come off that main from the west side and behind them.
We need something out there.
I would think it'd be required.
Not required?
Yeah. But they're on the wrong side of the fence, too. That's the worst thing. They're on the arena side.
Well, technically, she can put in before any building was done.
We could be
on the left with something. No, that's what I would think. I think it would be something that would be.
We either intend to run a water line down the east side of the runway or just bring some fire hydrants off that side.
What would that take? Before the runway is up too far,
we've got the easements.
We've got the easement to bring them up.
You really need a water line on that east side, though, really.
How big is the water line on the west side?
8 inch.
8, so it can handle it.
And there's like 120 pounds of pressure.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
That sounds like a feasible way to me, then we're not...
It almost makes sense to me, I just loop it down coming off of that, I mean, it comes right down off the south and off the north, just make a loop through there, tie it in on both lanes there, makes more sense. Coming down that pill lane there, across the highway, where it comes across the highway, tie in there, bring it the rest of the way down, loop it under the other side over on Thousand South.
Hardly, it's on the...
It's already up there.
It's on the old runway down to the runway.
Be worth just looking into tying that in across there, I wonder, I'd look at costs and see what it would really cost to do that.
Wouldn't that be a mile?
Pardon?
Would that be a mile of pipe?
No, it's about...
Probably 8 or 10, 8 or 9.
It's about 3,000. Well, what I, if you want to take it down that east side of the runway, I would suggest you take it down and then tie it back up in where that road, we built that road down past the filter place.
Yeah, you're gonna loop feed, you wanna loop feed it.
Because further down, you're really, as far as people developing, they're so narrow that you could get, well, the fire protection's there on the east side already, but...
If you could get a fire truck to it though.
Yeah, you could. Especially that one right behind Cottrell's, it's just right on top of the hill there. So they've got good fire protection there for that building, but...
Something needs to be looked into.
That old pipe's pretty pricey.
Oh, you have to have one.
That's fire hydrant, what is it?
500 feet.
500 feet, yeah.
I mean, you can go as far as 1,000, but 500's would be better. If you can do it the right way, do it every 500.
Especially out there. I guess the biggest question is just funding.
Well, Mark's got...
I mean, I think we all agree that it needs to be done, we just need to...
He's got that money from the sale of the lots, Mark does, but...
So that would come out of the CDRA, is my question.
Yeah.
Well, it's all city anyway, right, really.
Yes, it's all city money.
It's all city money, it boils right down to it. I think it'd be worth getting a quote on it and see what it cost, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, there's some big structures out there, but...
Yeah.
Well, bringing people in like that and not having protection would be...
I'm with you, I think it opens us up, I don't know, it's something you can run by Kevin, but I can't imagine that doesn't.
All right, so this is something we need to think about and do something.
Want to make a motion to adjourn?
Sure, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, I got a motion by Paul, second by Russell to adjourn the CDRA meeting, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned. Jeannie, I don't see the minutes for those two city council meetings. I know you sent them.
We got the minutes for the regular...